It's such a great honor. It feels amazing. It's also a bit of a homecoming for me because I used to be in the bank several years ago before I went to join civil society. So this is a bit of a homecoming for me. I'm extremely excited. I'm excited about the work that the new president of the African Development Bank, Dr. Aki Nadeshina, is envisioning for the bank and for the continent. And it's such a great honor that he should ask me to come and work with him and really help to implement this vision for Africa. For me, it's exciting because I always feel that my calling is primarily to the African continent. So in everything I've done, really my focus has been on moving our continent forward. As executive director at the One Campaign, I set up an Africa presence for One, which became an authentic African organization with an authentic advocacy agenda.
How are you hoping to use this position to push for equal opportunities for women in decision-making positions like the one which you have just been appointed on?
I firmly believe that the only way that, you know, women are going to really make a difference is by supporting each other. I've been appointed to this position, obviously, by a gentleman who understands the importance of, you know, equal opportunities for women. I'm sure he could have picked anyone else, but I'm greatly honored to have been picked for this position. But having been picked for this position, I in turn have a responsibility to open doors and opportunities and mentor those who come behind us. And as it is, I personally stand on the shoulders of giant African women who went before me and created opportunities and opened doors for me. And so it's important that we all continue to be the mentors for younger women. And I think it's important for me to mention that one of those women on whose shoulders I stood at the very beginning of my career in development is Dr. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, former finance minister for Nigeria, and has recently been appointed to chair the Gavi Alliance, which used to be the Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization. And there are many more women who really have, you know, created opportunities for us. But I did want to say, at the very beginning of my career, she gave me my big break, without which I would not be here today.